I guess when love goes wrong.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC. This ain't wrestling. This is wrestling on Thunder Country KIIC.
Conference doubleheader. And we're back on the air with this second game of our doubleheader. Joe Sinclair going to join me up here in the broadcast booth. And Joe, we saw a coming of age of the offense. You're rocking out there on the outside. Can you hear me?
I tell you what, that first game was a humdinger for the Albie Blue Demons. They really had the ball flying off the bats. A couple of home runs to win. And nice to see the coaches be able to get the reserves in for the game. And just an all-around good Thursday afternoon game here.
Beautiful night for baseball. Beautiful night to be down at the lake even. So if you're out in the lake and the boat, enjoying the sun-soaked lake, send me a text, 641-931-0963. Want to hear from you. But, you know, a couple of wins in conference would be a nice way to end out the evening here, Joe, and a chance for Albie to pick up those two wins.
Well, the Blue Demons have done a really good job of staying with the good teams. They have really performed well, great pitching against really what you would think of the conference leaders, Eddyville, Blakesburg, and Davis County. And it's nice to see him come down here to Clark of Osceola and put together another good performance as Hunter Hastings steps in to take the first pitch of this second game, the doubleheader.
Hastings looks at a curveball that falls outside, ball one, and we'll get the defensive alignments here in just a moment. As Hastings stands in, Hastings is going to be on the mound for the Blue Demons.
Hastings in there, right-handed batter, number one. He's the leadoff hitter for the Blue Demons. He wears the red number one on the back of the blue jersey. The Blue Demons got the white pants with the blue pinstripes. Hastings steps back in, waggles the bat, waits for the delivery from the three-quarter delivery.
Well, it's nice a shot right at the middle there, Joe. A leadoff single
hit
for Hastings.
Base hit, so the Blue Demons pick it up in the second game right where they left it off in the first with a leadoff hit for Hunter Hastings.
Well, that great job of senior leadership right there. And they'll bring up the left-hander, Ethan Gray. Ethan's been a great contact hitter for us all season long. Bats in the mid-300s, Joe, and has had a solid junior season.
Yeah. Nice job for the Blue Demons this year. They've got a thin senior leadership, but really a great core of junior and sophomores, and going to be a very exciting team to watch next year as well. You know, some of these kids, you put another 18 months and 18 pounds on them, you're going to see some balls leave the yard. There's a stolen base.
Throw is down on time, and did he get him? Yes. Hastings unable to get underneath it. Didn't get a full slide in. The catcher came up throwing, and that'll be a throw out. So the leadoff single goes back into the dugout for out number one.
Yeah, swing and a miss there. Probably a hit and run was on right there. So Gray steps back in. He's a left-handed batter. He's worked the count to one and two now. After that ball, one out now in the first inning, and there's a nice line shot into the gap between left and center, and Gray is on board with a single.
Nice piece of hitting there. Ethan took that ball and took it the other direction, laid it out there between the center fielder and the left fielder, and that'll bring up our catcher, I think, is Gravert. No, he's designating hitting in this game. He's Gabe Gravert. Back-to-back left-handed batters. Here's a fastball. Gabe takes it the other way as well, right between the third baseman and the shortstop, and that'll go into left field. Three straight hits here for the Blue Demons. Hastings got thrown out trying to steal second base, but now with runners at first and second, that'll bring up Austin Luce, the first baseman for the Blue Demons.
Yeah, Clark of Osceola Indians look like they're on their heels a little bit here. The outfielders a little bit deep here. For Austin Luce.
That sun's right in your eyes, Joe.
They give him plenty of room over there in right center. Okay, to the right. One, the count loose. Ball looking straight into the.
Boy, it's a nice sun to glare up at, but it's right in your face, and Paul Henry up here in the press box promised he'd get in the way of the sun and has not come through for me, so I'm really disappointed. The voice of the Indians.
Curveball high there. Evens count 1-1 now on Austin Luce. Austin, he wears the red number 7. He's got the red sweatshirt on underneath. A little bit late on a swing on a fastball right over the middle of the plate. Count now goes to 1-2. Austin Luce takes a couple of practice cuts just outside the batter's box. Pitcher gets the ball. Luce steps back in.
Runners at first and second. 3 straight hits for the Blue Demons. Here comes the offering down the dirt. This one kept in front by the catcher. Did a good job of hopping out in front of it and keeping it in front of him. 2-2 count here. Just underway. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers. Second game of a doubleheader. Albie got the first one 12-0. Like to take home a clean sweep here on the road in South Central Conference play.
Well, they've got a scoring opportunity here with one out.
Ooh,
batters
boy.
At first and second. And there's the swing and a miss for the second strike. Third strike, excuse me. Second out of the inning.
That was a big old changeup right there. That was a difficult one, and Luce got out in front of it, and that'll be the second out of the inning. Griffin Osing will stand in. Griffin with a 3-run home run in that big third inning for the Blue Demons. Saw 11 runners cross the plate for Albia. He's got 2 runners on base. Let's see if he can knock a couple more runs or a couple runs in here to start things out in this first inning for the Blue Demons.
Fastball just off the outside corner. Ball 1. Osing steps back in. Pitcher's going from the stretch, gets the sign, checks the runner at second, and comes to the plate in a pop-up right back behind. The catcher tries to make the play and just misses it there. He kind of lost it in the sun there, Jason, same as all the spectators over here on the east side of the diamond did. So that evens the count of 1-1. Griffin Osing gets to see another pitch there.
Yeah, that was fortunate for us that it got up there in the sun. And the other thing that you notice, the wind has started to die down here, and you don't have that wind pushing that ball like it was earlier. But nonetheless, a little reprieve here for Osing. 1-1 count, runners at first and second, 2 away, top of the first inning. Curveball, this one stays outside.
Just wide, and we got a little bit narrower strike zone here with this umpire than we did the first umpire. They switched places. The field umpire now called the balls and strikes in the first game, and they just make the switch, a hit and run on there. There's a double steal. And there's a ball that gets away from the third baseman. And you're going to see the first run of the game score here as Ethan Gray crosses the plate on the ball thrown from the catcher over the third baseman's head on the double steal.
Well, that's a good heads-up base running that time. Albie was able to time the windup as the pitcher delayed a little bit. Slower to bring it to the plate, and the coaches caught that, and the steal was on.
Double steal there. And the ball got away from the third baseman on the throw down from the catcher, and Ethan Gray scores easily. Your score now is 1-0. We've got 3-1 count now on Griffin Osing. He's standing in the right-hand batter's box with 2 outs in the top of the first.
Ground ball towards second. Picked up by the second baseman. He'll scoop it up and send it over the first base for the third out of the inning. Albia gets 3 runners to reach base. They leave a 1 runner stranded, and we'll go to the bottom half of the inning. Albia does get one across. The Blue Demons out in front 1-0 when we come back to Blue Demon baseball to the bottom half of the first. We go. Don't go anywhere.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give them a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, glad to have you along on this beautiful second night of summer. Albia out front, second game, 1-0. Left a couple opportunities on the table there, Joe Sinclair, but it's good to see the bats coming alive here in the last couple of games.
Yeah, three hits there in that top of the first inning for the Blue Demons, the top of the order, getting the job done for the offense on the Blue Demons. And Jason, why don't you call us out on what we have here for defense? We got nine talented blue jersey Blue Demons out there for Albia.
Absolutely, getting the start on the mound. Hunter Hastings will get the nod behind the plate. Griffin Osing over at first base. Austin Luce, sure-handed first baseman, lots of range. At second, Austin O'Leary. Gobbling up things at shortstop, Ethan Gray at third base, Christian Summers. Out in left field, getting the starting nod is Hugh Sinclair. Center field goes Vic Sanders, and out in right field, Austin Summers. So the Blue Demons defensively set up, ready to go after a big first game. See if this defense can set them down. You know, one of the things we lost in a 12-0 win and with all that offense was the defensive and pitching performance by the Blue Demons in that first game.
Austin Summers, just a gem of a performance on the mound, really mixed the speeds well, got the outs that he needed to in the tight situations. There were men on third base for the Osceola Indians three times, and they all were stranded. And there's a pop-up to start the bottom half of the first. It's going to fall.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, look at that. Griffin Osing over there and reached out. Summers, Christian Summers, and Hunter Hastings coming on. And Griffin split the two and come up with that. Boy, Joe, I was with you. I thought that thing was going to fall.
The catcher makes the play 6 inches in front of the home team dugout on the east side of the field. Nice play there by Griffin Osing. For one out now, we're going to have a good start here.
Taylor Andrews comes to the plate, the pitcher for the Indians. That was Walker Adams who led things off and flies out to the catcher. Catcher flying out to the catcher and one away and Andrew at the plate.
Yeah, nice group of Albia Blue Demons here. Like I said, there are mostly underclassmen, just a couple of seniors here, but great senior leadership and nice job by the juniors picking things up, including Christian Summers. He stands in there at third base on his 18th birthday today.
Yeah, big day for him. See if he can get a couple of victories. That always makes a birthday a little sweeter.
There's a ring up for Hunter Hastings. Makes a count run to 3-1. He's got one out here in the bottom of the first. Ooh. And just does hit the batter. Yeah. So hit batsman. He'll advance to first base, and third batter of the inning will come to the plate with one out, man on first base.
And Paul's going to announce this the shortstop here. He was a catcher the last game, and I have mastered it, but I want to make sure that Paul is going to help me get this right. It's Dylan Devaney. Divinity, that's what I meant to say, Divinity.
You put a T in there, it'd be Divinity, but that's Dylan Divinity. He's playing shortstop.
Well, he is not the prototypical body style for a catcher. Looks like the body style of a shortstop, but he did a good job behind the plate. Long, tall kid, rangy.
He's a right-handed batter. He settles in there. Hastings pitches from the stretch.
Oh, nice fastball there.
Fastball right down central. 0-1 to count on Devaney, the shortstop for the Osceola Indians.
You know, Hunter Hastings has done a heck of a job on the mound for Albia this year as well. You know, with him and Austin on the mound, they've been a nice 1-2 punch for the Blue Demons.
Just wherever you put that kid, center field, there's a ball right down in the middle, just up through the box, and a hit and run was on right there, Jason, and a nice job by the center fielder there. Is that Austin Summers?
That is Vic Sanders coming
through. Vic Sanders, nice job there, Vic Sanders, coming through and corralling that ball through the box and keeping the hit and run from advancing the runner on first all the way to third. So we got one out.
Lampe will stand in. Mitch Lampe, who started out pitching the opening game.
He's playing third in this game. He stands in there at the right-handed batter's box. Ball one on the first pitch, 1-0.
Runners get a secondary lead. Here's a foul ball and off the mid of Griffin Osing. That'll move the count to 1-1. Runners at first and second, one away here. Bottom of the first inning. Albie scored in the top half of the first. Has got a early lead here, 1-0. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, bringing you this South Central Conference doubleheader.
We are over here in Clark County, the Clark of Osceola Indians. Hastings with a wasted pitch there. Ball 2-1. Trying to get him to chase something out of the zone there, Jason.
Yeah, you find Hunter's done a good job of mixing up his pitches and really keeping the batters off balance. Here's a fastball, and this one just misses.
Little bit different strike zone here than in the first game. Yeah. 3-1 the count now, so Hastings is going to have to come to the plate with something here. Lampy settles in there from right-hand side, and he looks at called strike 2. So it's a full count now, 1 out. It's a 1-0 score. The Blue Demons on top. Hunter Hastings for the Blue Demons. Pitching from the stretch, checks the runner at second base, brings it to the plate, and inside loads bases with the base on balls.
Yeah, the Indians with a real opportunity here for their offense to get something going, and that'll bring up designated hitter, Matt Blanchard. Bases loaded here. Hunter Hastings, see if he can work his way out of it. But I'll be holding on with the early 1-0 lead here.
The infield is in for the play at the plate here on the corners. The middle infielders, double play depth.
Here's a shot right behind third base, and it lands in fair territory. That's one of those the consequences of playing in on the corners.
Yeah, but the shortstop able to corral that and keep it a 1-1 game there, but just a barely a little flare over the third baseman Christian Summers' head. He had no chance. As a matter of fact, the shortstop was the first one to get to the ball after it got to the outfield grass. Just a little flare.
Yeah, that would have been normal depth on the defense. That would have been a routine out, but you've got to come in on the corners and early on, particularly with bases loaded. One away, tied at one. Top of the first inning. One's across the board at the top of the board out there in left field. Here's a ground ball hit towards third. Christian comes up with it, goes to tag the runner and gets him.
There's a five unassisted there on the runner coming down. This runner will score from third. We've got two outs now.
I thought he was going to miss him, Joey. You know, one of those things you just don't want to tag the runners too often, but the ball took him to the runner and nearly got by him.
The umpire would have called that out if the runner hadn't been tagged because he was way out of the baseline. So we've got two down now, five unassisted there on the putout. Runner coming down from second, and there's a nice strike in there by Hunter Hastings. 0-1 the count now on number 12. That would be the second baseman, Bailey.
Bailey finished the on the mound that first game. He did a good job coming in reserve. Really held Albia, didn't allow a run.
Ball outside, and then
popped up towards third base. Christian in foul territory, backs up and catches it, and he'll
loses
take that
his hat. Loses his hat and makes the catch on his 18th birthday. We're gonna go to the top of two. It's a 2-1 score now after the Osceola Indians get a couple here in their half of the first.
We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back to the top of the second. We go Albia and the Indians gonna come back after this timeout.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Top of the second inning, 2-1. Albia trailing by one here. A couple of runs crossed for the Indians in that bottom half of the first inning. And Austin Summers will lead things off for the men in blue. Coach Cagle came over here and was shouting something up to the press box. I did not hear it.
But. Well, there is a white door at the back of the press box, and the sun is
my forehead,
lateral. The sun is lateral, and it's bothering the outfielders and the second baseman over there on the right side of the diamond.
That's right behind me. The door he's referring to is that white door right behind me, and I'm glad that I got my ball cap on, and they said it was a door, because otherwise I'd start to feel a little little poor about that. But
Summers takes one on the dirt. It's ball 1-0. Next delivery is inside, so it's a 2-0 count on Austin Summers, big number 6 for the Albia Blue Demons. He is the heavy-hitting right-hander, the big man on the mound for the Blue Demons in the first game. And he rifles one over into the right side, and a nifty play by the right fielder. He played that one perfectly on the soft line drive by Summers. Makes the put out, one out for the Blue Demons.
Well, Redmond came in and gobbled that up out number one. But that ball didn't tail away. Oftentimes when you go the other way, as a right-hander, left-hander do, when they go the opposite side, that ball tailed the other direction. It went right to him, and a good play by the right fielder.
Yeah, he had that one played pretty well.
Christian Summers at the plate. Here's a pitch upstairs, ball one.
Tighter strike zone here. The Blue Demon hitters probably need to get used to that a little bit quicker. The Indians did a nice job working a couple walks there off of Hunter Hastings in their half of the first inning. So,
yeah, I like the, you know, what's one of the perils that you get into? You know you got a wider strike zone. You kind of sit back and wait for a strike, and then here's a drive into a left center field, right center field behind
the second
baseman.
Good find the gap. It's dropping. Yes, dropping in there for a single. Christian Summers with a nice little bloop single right in the gap between center and right, and he's aboard with one out for the Albia Blue Demons.
That'll bring up our center fielder, Vic Sanders. Vic, a lefty. We've got three lefties in the lineup. That's a kind of a rarity. It's been a while since we had that many left-handed bats give something for the old pitcher to look at.
Vic, he's going to hit in front of the contact hitting Austin O'Leary, so Sanders looking to maybe drive something into a gap here.
And center fielder comes up with it, coming up throwing to the cutoff man, and that back-to-back singles now have runners at first and second.
We've got Austin O'Leary coming up to the plate with one out. He is a contact hitter for the Blue Demons. If I'm not mistaken, he leads them in average right now, doesn't he?
He was. I went and left my stats sitting on my desk. But when I left and the print off, it had Austin at batting at .445.
Yeah. Kid that really puts the bat on the ball, has a great eye for the ball, and he sees one slide off the outside corner of the plate. So it's 1-0 on Austin O'Leary.
He is definitely my most improved offensive player of the year. Take a look at a year ago and different player. Here's a ground ball to third. Third baseman comes up with it, steps on the bag, force out, second out of the inning.
So fielder's choice there erases Christian Summers. Now we've got first and second with two out. Leadoff hitter coming up. That's Hunter Hastings.
Boy, it'd be nice to get a run across here, a couple of runs across here, a two-out rally. We've had some big two-out rallies this season.
Well, Hunter Hastings is an experienced senior. He steps in the right-handed batter's box, takes a great rip at a fastball for strike one. He was right on that pitch, Jason, just fouled it straight back.
Joe, I know you're right on top of the agricultural scene. How big was those rains last night and over the weekend?
Well, I can promise you that every farmer in...
Oh, they hook out, Joe. That's a well-hit ball, dead center, and
right.
That'll be the third out of the inning. Well, we're going to come back. We're going to finish that conversation because the weather has been a big part of our summer, and we want to find out how that is affecting the farmers when we come back here. But right now, the Blue Demons will take a one-run deficit to the bottom of the second. We go, the Albia and Clark going at it here in South Central Conference play 2-1. Clark, when we come back, don't go anywhere.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600. Is it time to replace your old refrigerator? McFurniture has the Whirlpool French Door Refrigerator with Sixth Sense technology. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators are energy rated and some models exceed the federal minimum standard in energy efficiency. Whirlpool is the most energy efficient French Door Refrigerator available. Don't settle for less. You deserve the best, and you can get the best at McFurniture in Albion. This makes Whirlpool the right choice for you and your pocketbook. That's Whirlpool and McFurniture, a winning combination.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
2-1 ball game here, bottom of the second inning. Albia and Clark going out of here. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers basking in the sun over here in Osceola. And Joe, I just asked you about the Mother Nature here and a couple of timely rains for Southern Iowa.
Well, it's put South Central Iowa from the drought spot into the garden spot as Hunter Hastings brings it to the plate and gets a swing and a foul for strike one here to start the bottom half of the second inning. He is facing the left fielder here, May.
David May at the plate.
I know all the farmers in my trade area want to thank everybody that prayed for rain, because that's one thing that the farmers cannot control. And for all those wonderful people that did that for them, it is appreciated. We are in a garden spot now. We went from the drought spot to the garden spot in about 12 days.
1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and that'll be a strikeout, out number one. David May goes down. You know, it's just amazing how much, you know, I planned a garden this year, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
And it's amazing how much difference it made in the plants. I've got ripe tomatoes on my tomato vines.
Well, just the folks' yards in town. Yeah. It went from brown to green and a couple weeks. Hastings, he's pitching from the windup here now.
Ooh, another nice big curveball right there by Hastings. Did not go, but boy, that was a big old breaking curveball.
Nice job there by the catcher, Osing, to ask the home plate umpire to have that check down there at the first baseline. Didn't get that call, but he should next time, because that was a very near going across there on that check swing. 2-0 now, the count.
Just one down in the dirt. That'll move the count to 3-0. One away here, top of the second, or bottom of the second inning, 2-1 Clark. Yeah. Albie got the first game 12-0. And I don't know, Joe, I kind of lost some of the music between the games. I don't know if you heard me talk about the games that Sheraton had against Davis County, but a couple of one-run ball games. But the Mustangs pulled them out, and they stay undefeated. 54 straight wins.
We got to really respect the Davis County Mustangs for that long winning streak against a bunch of great teams that are definitely gunning for him every time. But, man, you'd hate to be the team that has to go and look at that Lucas County team, that Sheraton team.
Yeah, that's a tough team, man.
They come into the playoffs today. You know, it's a single elimination tournament here in Iowa high school baseball. And I'd hate to be the team that has to go up against Sheraton, no matter what the one loss record is.
Yeah, this whole South Central Conference really setting itself up. Iron sharpens iron, so it's good to get this kind of competition, but they're going to make some noise into tournament action. Back-to-back strikeouts now by Hastings, and that'll bring up Walker Adams. Adams flew out to Osing. He was the first out of the ball game. Osing coming over and gobbling one up that Joe and I were for certain that was going to fall. Here's a foul ball up and out of play.
1-1 the count now. Walker looked at ball one. He fouls the second pitch back to even the count, 1-1, with two down here in the bottom of the second. Hastings working quickly from the windup inside. 2-1 now the count. Osing flashes the sign. And quickly, Hastings comes to the plate. There's strike two. Just very quick work here by Hunter Hastings.
No rest there. And I really like that. As a defensive player, you like it when your pitcher's up and going.
Well, he's just playing catch with Griffin Osing now. Wow. There's strike three. Nice job by Hunter Hastings as we finish off the Clark of Osceola innings here in the second inning. We'll go to the top of the third with a score 2-1. Clark on top. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're going to bring it all for you here on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming KIICradio.com.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
My new coworkers at Barker Implement told me deer season would be the perfect time to start my new job. They knew that John Deere hay equipment would be flying out the door, and I would have to learn the ropes at a rapid pace. This is Sue, and you see, deer season allows our customers to save top dollar and offers interest rates as low as they can get on John Deere mower conditioners, balers, and rakes. And you can learn more about these limited time specials at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We are streaming live all over this great big world of ours, and you can even get the stream right on your smartphone. And if you have an iPhone, you can download for free the KIIC app. Just go and search for the KIIC app. It'll pull up. I'm telling you what, folks, it is so easy. It's awesome. I'm sitting here listening to myself with a little delay going on, but what a great way to stay connected to all these sports activities. And Joe Sinclair joining me here in this broadcast. Joe, we're got a great baseball, softball season already in progress. But, boy, football season just knocking on the door, buddy.
Football's knocking on the door. But playoffs are coming up, yep. Folks. You got a great chance for the Albia Blue Demons to do some damage in the postseason. And the Lady D's have been getting it done against some conference foes.
Wow, in a dramatic style. Sydney Weldon with the home run, and walk-off home run the other night for a win. I got another W last night. So,
Ethan Gray steps in here. He's the first batter in the third inning. He looks at ball one and then rips one to the opposite field. It's scooped by the shortstop just in time.
Just in time. Boy, that's the other side of having a left-handed batter. They can get down that line if they're quick of foot like Ethan and Gabe both are. That can really put the pressure on the defense.
Well, Gabe steps in there. He's also a left-handed batter with one out in the third inning. The 2-1 score for the Clark Indians. We're playing in Clark. It's the Osceola Clark Indians.
There's a change
up and squibber there, gets to the second baseman, and Gabe legs that one out for an infield hit. Way to go, Gabe Gravert, just hustling down the line, gets it done. So it'll be first with one out for Austin Luce.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. You know, if you can put the ball in play, a slow roller like that is as good as a hard line drive out to the outfield.
A hit's a hit.
Yep. And when you got a left-handed batter as quick a foot as Gabe Gravert and Ethan Gray, they really can put the pressure on the defense. Here's a first offering to Austin Luce, right-handed first baseman, looks at ball one.
And, you know, really, you got a right-handed pitcher in there. Now he's pitching from the stretch instead of the windup. So it shortens everything up, makes it a little bit easier for the hitter to pick up that ball. And he shoots it over there to the second baseman on to short for the force. 4-6 on the force play. Luce is at first base with two outs now on the force.
That was a nice play by the second baseman. You know, the pressure was on to get rid of that ball quickly. Was able to get out of his glove, kind of pushed it over to the shortstop covering the bag. That'll bring up Griffin Osing.
Osing, he stands in with two outs. He's the heavy-hitting catcher. Plays in the outfield when he's not catching. Looks at a ball high, 1-0.
1-2, Albia trails here, bottom of the or top of the third inning. One runner on, Osing at the plate, two down.
And, folks, if you are at your home, just step outside your house on this summer solstice, the first or second day of summer, and look to the west where the sun is, and that is exactly what Jason and I are looking at right now.
Right in our face. Joe, you know, we both have hats on, and you're needing to shade yourself with the scorecards. And Paul Henry, who's up here, the voice of the Indians, just letting us down big time. He was going to block that sun for me. He did not come through.
There's a ball, evens account, or excuse me, runs account to 3-1. 3-1 on Griffin Osing. He looks at that ball inside. He stands back in. The right-hander for the Indians checks the runner first, gets the sign, comes to the plate out of the straight, and there's a deep fly ball deep to the left field. The left fielder goes back and catches it at the wall for the third out of the inning. Just barely stayed in the park.
Griffin got underneath that one just a little bit too much, but gave it a long ride, and that'll be a long out for the Blue Demons, and we'll head to the bottom half of the third inning. Albie still trailing 2-1 here. When we come back to South Central Conference baseball, back to the Blue Demons after this timeout.
When you hot, you hot.
Your back sticking to your seat? The sweat beating up on your forehead? If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM-certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia. When you're not, you're not.
There are three things you should know about digital mammography. It's better, it's faster, and it's here in Albia. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics introduces digital mammography. Your doctor gets clearer images. You get faster results that could save your life. Ask your doctor for digital mammography at Monroe County Hospital or call 641-932-1721. For digital mammography, visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics. A healing touch you know and trust.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Clark out here out in front of the Blue Demons. Bottom half of the third we go. Shocking developments here as Joe Sinclair continues to get a little shock through the mic. Joe, I think it's our way of waking you up, buddy.
I'm going to keep that microphone just a little bit farther away
than
what it has been. Nice job there, Preston Henderson coming out. Griffin Osing made the last out of that first inning. Preston Henderson, the bullpen catcher, does a nice job warming up. Hunter Hastings and the throw down by Griffin Osing, the second delivery that he sees, that he receives, and we're going to see number three step in there. It's Andrew, the pitcher. Andrew, the pitcher, comes in. Hunter Hastings facing him for the second time tonight.
Yep. Got hit by a pitch his first at bat. Scored the first run of the evening for the Indians. Here's a ground ball. Hit wide at third base. That'll go foul. Boy, what an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous night. Just what you would draw up in the middle of winter, what you would expect summer to look like, and we're getting it tonight.
We're getting it tonight. And, Jason, you know what? I'm looking at the scoreboard. It's the third inning. I'm thinking by the fifth inning, we are going to have our sunglasses off, and we're going to be talking about how even more pleasant that it is as the ball comes in there across, evens the count 1-1. A little bit low on that delivery by Hunter Hastings. He's pitching out of the stretch with nobody on.
Ooh, a big old breaking curveball. That it's a ball. He broke that one off. Looked like it come across there, but the Blue is a lot closer than I am.
Now he's back to the windup, and there's another foul wide of third.
Yeah, Hunter changing from the stretch to the windup. I always preferred working out of the stretch.
Well, you know, with the off-speed stuff, you might feel a little bit more comfortable trying to get that off-speed pitch over, pitching out of the stretch. So here's the windup, and there's the fastball just outside. That's a full count now. Remember, I think it was a full count when he hit this batter.
I think you're right. Pitcher on pitcher here. And the payoff pitch about to come. Hastings brings it. This one stays down low. So a couple of charity walk and a hit by the pitch for Andrew. And that will be a leadoff walk for the Indians, and that'll bring up
DeVinny. He's playing shortstop in this game.
Joe, I knew if I kept you around here long, if you would help me get that right for the, I think, the sixth time I called that tonight.
Courtesy runner in there for the pitcher.
Paul Henry up here trying to keep us in line. But that's a task that not one man can handle.
Well, there's nobody out, a man on first. DeVinny, the shortstop, stands in there. Pitching from the stretch is Hunter Hastings, a bunt attempt now. And a pickoff move, and they've got him picked off, folks. Pickoff, he's in the pickle.
Keep it ahead. Good job of the left fielder coming in. Now the tag out. Oh!
There he's out. He's
done.
Folks, there were about four Albia players involved in that pickle there. The rundown. Nice job there by Griffin Osing, gunning down behind the runner. He broke for second on that bunt attempt by DeVinny, and DeVinny didn't get anything on the ball. And a nice job, pick off and a pickle for the Albia Blue Demons. That, one out.
That was the they were obviously trying to bunt and run there, and unfortunately DeVinny for the Indians did not come up with it. But the Blue Demons do come up with the put out. One away here, 0-1 pitch on the way. Curveball. This one drops in there for a called strike two.
If that had been a wrestling sequence, folks, I would have been able to give you a lot better color commentary of that, but it was.
Would you compare that to the chicken wing and the? How would you break that? Here's a ground ball to third base. Summers picks it up, long throw to first, and
got
in time.
What a rocket shot there to Hunt to Christian Summers. He guns it clear across the diamond and easily puts out DeVinny, the shortstop for the Clark Indians.
That'll bring up Mitch Lampe, third baseman. Number 16 on the back of his jersey. He started out on the mound earlier, played second base, and now he's over third. Yeah. Boy, the Indians have moved around their lineup. Different catchers are moving defensively, the changes.
But I really don't know how to properly call a high school pickle because there was a whole wad of blue shirts against one kid going back and forth like a rabbit in a cage, and there's a line shot foul.
I knew you'd come up with something that that you know would relate to food or an animal. You got the chicken wing and during wrestling, and now he's got the rabbit in the cage. I think you're used to pulling rabbits out of your hat, buddy.
Well, here's a nice job here, check swing, and call down. He got him that time. Nice job there by Griffin Osing. Calls for the first base umpire to see if that batter did check his swing. He didn't that time. 0-2 the count. Check that 1-2 the count.
Here comes Hastings offering. Brings it around. Curveball. This one stays upstairs. Ball two. Talked to Coach Winger last night. He was helping me out with the little girls, the little Hawks minor league softball team, and he's got 14 kids going. Here's a curveball. This one's going to be called strike three, and it was down the dirt. Throw down to first base, and Luce comes up with it, and that'll be the put-out strikeout for the third out of the inning. But 14 wrestlers going over to the Nebraska camp.
A lot of good things going on in winter and fall sports for the Albia Blue Demons, and this baseball team is going to be making some things happen for the Blue Demons.
When we come back to the top of the fourth, we go. Albia trails by one. Don't go anywhere. More Blue Demon and South Central Conference baseball after this timeout.
It's time now for your Coach's Corner flashback here on Thunder Country KIIC.
A outstanding group of all-star softball players in my house, and I've got their coach, Michael West.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. We got Mary Shepard, Sammy Banning, Macy Romanco, Sydney DeBruin, Skylar West, Carly Ford, Chloe Ford, Aaron Heaton, Caitlin Faber, Courtney Jacobs, Allison Hugan, Annabelle Stillwell, and Valerie Berry.
Well, we'll start June 25th in Bloomfield, followed by June 27th in Agency. And then we have two games right here home in Albia, and I hope we have the full community support. And that's the 29th of June and then July 2nd here in Albia around 7:45 p.m. And then we'll wrap things up on the 5th in Bloomfield.
Join us Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. for another edition of the Community First Credit Union's Coach's Corner, live from the corners of 34 and 5.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Austin Summers lead things off. Top of the fourth inning we go. Second game of our doubleheader. The Blue Demons got the first win 12-0.
And you know, Jason, I just really get the feeling that the Blue Demon bats are going to bust out here as we start off the fourth inning. The heavy hitting Austin Summers.
I'd like to see you try to say that Blue Demons busting. That's a tongue twister there, big boy.
The alliteration there is well deserved. If he cranks this one, he looks at a strike.
That was a nice pitch.
An off-speed delivery. I think that the pitchers in the conference are really respecting the power of Austin Summers now. They've seen what he can do with a fastball delivered down the center of the plate. And there was an off-speed. He just kept his hand back on, wristed it right out to center field. A base hit for Austin Summers to lead off the Blue Demons here in their half of the fourth inning.
Wait a second. This is I expect this kind of hospitality from our friends over here in Oceania. But Clark County State Bank had just come through, and I'll tell you what, we can give them a little pup. I'm getting some ice cream, folks.
What's your name, young lady?
Amy Lampy.
Amy. Now, is that your son out there?
And third base.
All right.
Well, the broadcast booth. A nice dish of ice cream as Christian Summers drives it into center field. Not quite deep enough for Austin Summers to tag and move to second, but good piece of hitting there by Christian Summers.
We're getting taken care of extra well tonight. Ice cream, some pretty good music. He just blocked the sun. I'd have a little more to say.
Well, that sun is going to be blocked by the earth here in not too much longer.
Scotty Fry's complaining he doesn't get anything back at the studio. Well, Scotty, we're up here and basking in the sun. This is summer at its best. Ice cream, baseball.
How would you beat it, Jason? How would you beat it? We've got a 0-1 count here on the left-handed hitting Victor Sanders. He stands in there with one out. Man on first base.
Oh, a line drive shot.
Line drive shot. Wow. The shortstop, a nice job. Nice job by Austin Summers to get back to first on that line out.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a play by the shortstop, able to come up with that one. That ball gets out there in the gap, and that one rolled down to the fence.
Number 24, 6, unassisted. Brings in Austin O'Leary.
You know, we talked between innings that this was going to be a 20-run game. Still could. Here's a pitch, swing and a miss. That one low and away, and Austin
really
gave it a chase.
Give credit to the Indians pitcher keeping the Blue Demon batters off balance. He hasn't had very many first pitch fastballs. He's thrown some curveballs for strikes. And there's a fastball over the middle.
Oh!
A bad hop.
A shortstop was able to come. Oh, we get him. Shortstop got him out. I'll tell you what, that ball ran in front of the third baseman, took a hop up over the third baseman. The shortstop come up with a long throw to first.
I think the first base umpire might have thought that the hop was unfair. Gave him that call.
But nonetheless, a fine play by the shortstop, and that will be the third out of the inning. We're going to go to the bottom half of the fourth. Albie trails by one when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball.
We'll have empty ice cream bowls and more Blue Demon Baseball.
The world of farming is changing. Will you be ready? The demands on agriculture keep growing. Your challenge is to continue to keep pace. To be successful, you'll need equipment that can get the most out of every inch of land, innovations that help you work faster, and advice from people who know your field as well as they know their equipment. Case IH can help you be ready. See your Case IH dealer, Titan Machinery, at 2350 Highway 23, Oskaloosa today, or call 673-7102.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit, Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Clark County Bank. Is that who that was? Clark County Bank. I thought we were special. I thought they brought it just to the broadcast booth. I stand up and take a look outside, and they're out delivering ice cream to everybody. Hey, kudos to them. That's the way you make a summer night just a little bit better. Baseball, ice cream, and some look at that. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I haven't even started on the first one. Joe Sinclair bringing me some water, taking good care of me. Joe, I thought we were special. We got our ice cream up here. I thought they brought it to the broadcast booth. I thought we were getting something special. Look out there. And they're not just doing it to us. They're doing it to everybody here tonight, bringing the ice cream around.
It's very friendly neighborhood community here. Clark County, the Indians of Clark County, they've been in our conference for decades, folks. Yep. Since the 1950s, Clark of Osceola has been in the South Central Conference.
Here's a ground ball as the Indians have a one-run lead here as we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. That's Matt Blanchard at the plate, designated hitter, leading things off for the Indians.
He's down the count now, 0-1. Hunter Hastings still in there in the fourth inning here, pitching in the bottom of the fourth.
Curve ball, boy, he took something off on that one. Hunter's got a really nice curve ball.
Pulled the string on that one and really fooled the Clark designated hitter. He swung right through that pitch, 0-2 now, and he swings and misses at the third pitch of the at-bat. Nice job there by Hunter Hastings. Really made that batter look uncomfortable.
That's six strikeouts already for Hunter. He's done a good job on the mound.
Now by number 14, right fielder Jacob Redman.
Beautiful ballpark here in Osceola. Short fence, folks, but a tall one. Line drive is not going to get out. Now there's a ball hit deep to center field and drops right in front of Victor Sanders, the center fielder. Can't quite get to it, so that's a single.
Well, Vic took his first step back, which you're taught to do as the outfielder, but as he took that step back, kind of lost his footing and then couldn't recover in time. That ball dropped right in front of him, and with one away, a runner at first base for the Indians.
I'm sure that the Blue Demons will be looking for the lights to come on here anytime. Ball in the dirt and throw down by Gravert and back safely.
Well, we just had a pick out a little bit earlier, the previous inning, same way. Hastings on the mound, 1-0 pitch here. Here's a fastball again down in the dirt. Osing does a good job of keeping that in front of him. That will move the count to 2-0.
That's right. That's Griffin Osing, the catcher there.
And Gravert.
He threw it to Gravert.
The Blue Demons now trail 2-1. Hastings looks the runner back at first. Hunter brings the 2-0 offering. Fastball, this one right down the heart of the plate, and that's called strike one.
Short fence here. The Blue Demon outfielder is giving the right-hand hitter a lot of respect, and there's a pickoff move by Hunter Hastings. Nice snag by Luce.
Austin Luce saved that ball from getting to the fence. Here comes your 2-1 pitch. Hastings, fastball, this one just outside. And that'll move the count to 3-1. Here's the hitter's pitch right here. See if Hunter can fool him with another curveball.
Well, the infielders are at normal depth. There's a ball high. He walked him. Nice pop on that pitch, though, Jason.
Yeah, I had a little something on, but one out here. Runner to first and second. Albia trailing by one at the bottom of the fourth inning.
David May
will stand in. Hunter's had six strikeouts, and he's had four base on balls. Here's the bunt shown out in front of the catcher, and it goes in foul territory, and that will reset things where the runners were going. I like that aggressive style of play. Get your run, get them moving.
A lot of good things happen when you put the ball in play and you got the runners moving. And I think the Clark of Osceola Indians felt like they were the victims of that quite a bit in the first game when they were defeated by a 12-0 score. And they're leading this one 2-1 now in their half of the fourth inning with Hunter Hastings on the mound. And the bunt is a miss. He bunted and missed at that. So now it's an 0-2 count.
Well, that is a hard thing to do. When you got a pitcher out there and he's hurling at you and you got to square up and then he throws a curveball on you. That's not as easy as it looks.
Well, May the left fielder here, he's down now 0-2. He will be swinging now, and he swings and misses. And with a man on first, swing and miss, and the catcher couldn't handle it, so the runner is out.
Runner's out. The runners do advance, so they're now runners at second and third, two away. bottom of the fourth inning, Albia trailing by one here. The Indians with a chance to expand their lead, but an opportunity here to get out.
Big second out there, and a nice job by Hunter Hastings getting the left fielder to swing through a couple of bunts as he shows ball one to the number nine here, Hewitt. Hewitt in there playing first base.
1-0 pitch here. Two away. Runners at second and third. Here's a pitch. And about pulled the string on that. The Pirate bringing the arm up and then brought it back down.
Missed it a little bit outside. Hewitt stands in there from the right-hand side facing the right-hander Hastings. He's going to show bunt. Pulls it back and looks at it. Called strike one. A fastball right down the center of the plate. 2-1 the count now. Men on second and third.
He's going to fake the throw to third base. Keep the runner there. Boy, it's a big out right here.
Well, the Blue Demons want to keep this thing close here and turn it over to their offense in the top half of the fifth inning. These doubleheader games only go six innings. And there's a swing and a miss by Hewitt. And I think one more fastball by Hunter Hastings. And he'll be able to jog into the dugout.
Here comes the 2-2 pitch, two away. Swing and a miss, strike three. Hastings able to work his way out of that jam, and Albia.
Seven strikeouts now for Hunter Hastings as we go to the top of the fifth inning. A 2-1 score. Osceola on top of the Albia Blue Demons. Blue Demons coming up to bat.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Osceola Orange team is in the house, and they got a win tonight.
They're part of that Parks and Rec Association softball league. They're enjoying the high school baseball game after to me like about 10 years.
And some chocolate and ice cream down here. So you know, it just getting better than this. Maybe she's out here watching her brother play a little ball, but the Blue Demon is wanting to come back here and get a couple of wins on the road, South Central Conference play. Hunter Hastings to lead things off. Big old curve ball that goes in there and just misses.
Hunter trying to lead the Blue Demon comeback here as we start the fifth inning. 1-0 count on him. He looks at that big slow curve. Both out of the windup. He fouls one back out of play on a fastball.
You know, this the pitcher, Taylor Andrew, not overpowering, but does a great job of changing up the pitches and really has kind of kept Albia a little off balance.
He's very much kept the Albia Blue Demon hitters off balance. There have been a couple of hard hit balls, and a couple of those have been caught on line shots. Shortstop caught a liner, and nice job by the center fielder on a line drive as well. So,
the Blue Demon is coming off a 12-0 win in the first game. Come back in store here. We're going to find out. Here's a shot. Hastings rips one into right field. It's going to hook and get away from the right fielder all the way
all
to the wall.
All the way to the fence.
Right fielder falls down. Hastings on his way to second. He's motoring around the third. Hastings on his way to third base, and he'll have a stand-up triple. Hunter had an inside-the-park home run the other night down Davis County, and he'll have a stand-up triple here to open up this fifth inning, and that's a way to get things going, Joe, to try to get a comeback coming on for the Blue Demons.
And really nice job of hitting there by Hunter Hastings. He takes that pitch the other way. It tails away from the right fielder that was shading him towards center, gets past him all the way to the fence, and coasting into third base with a stand-up triple was Hunter Hastings. Left-hander, Ethan Gray steps in now, and a couple left-handers in a row here. makes me think that that man on third and nobody out, the Blue Demons are going to be able to tie this thing up here in a couple of batters.
Put that ball on the plate to the right side, and Hunter's a smart runner, quick.
He's being held by the third baseman, Lampe.
There's a line shot away single, and that'll be a RBI single for the lefty, Ethan Gray, and Albia has tied it up here at two in top of the fifth inning, and nobody out, and that'll bring up Gabe Gravard. Nice piece of hitting there for Ethan Gray.
Really good job of taking that outside pitch. He was committed to swing there. It was a contact swing. Took it the other way, just lined it over the shortstop's head, and a couple of back-to-back hits here by the Blue Demons. They've got the game tied up 2-2 in the fifth.
Runner at first is Gray. Here's a curveball that breaks and goes in for a called strike. Boy, I like Andrew. He really has a nice curveball, good changeup.
The Blue Demon runner's really not showing a lot of respect to the Osceola catcher right now. Taking a big run there, and he's just looks the runner back. I wonder maybe if they're going to try to test that catcher's arm here with the 0-2 count.
Well, Walker Adams behind the plate's got a strong arm. We've seen that. Sometimes the delivery a little slower. Here's a swing and a miss, and the catcher comes up with it. That is a strikeout, out number one. Gabe Graver goes down. That'll bring up first baseman Austin Luce.
Yeah, just swung through that one, but Austin Luce steps in with one out and man on first.
Yeah,
game tied 2-2.
Would not be surprised if we don't have the hit and run on here. Ethan Gray at first gets a nice lead. Here's a curveball. It stays inside. That'll be ball one.
Nice discipline there by Austin Luce. Check his swing on that inside pitch. He wore one in the first game. He had an 0-2 count and got an inside pitch. And there is a little sinker ball that he drops into center field, and the center fielder just comes up with it. Gray back to first in time.
That's just another outstanding defensive play by the Indians. You know, we've hit the ball, and the Indians have been able to make some really good defensive plays.
Yeah, they have. The Indians have played the Demons very well, positionally, defensively, as Griffin Osing steps in.
Curveball. This one hangs over the top of Osing's head. He does the limbo and gets underneath that one.
He ducked his head. He didn't. If he'd have just stood there, he'd been wearing that one, too. It just kind of curved right over the top of his helmet.
Foul
he's
ball.
Out in front of that one. And
boy, he's Blue way Demon, out in front of that one.
The Blue Demon hitters are just off balance, Jason.
Well, I'll tell you, I just give Andrew a lot of credit. He's done a good job of mixing up his pitches.
And his fastball looks like something off speed.
Yep.
And his off speed looks like a fastball. They're swinging late on his off speed stuff and early on the fastball.
1-1 pitch here. Osing. Line shot towards first base, and wouldn't you know it, the first baseman right there to gobble that up, and that was another hit taken away from Griffin Osing. A nice defensive play, and
that was one of those hits that if the runner hadn't been at first base, the first baseman wouldn't have been holding him, and he would not have been in position to take that double away from Griffin Osing as we score one run on two hits for the Albia Blue Demons going into the bottom of the fifth inning. It's a 2-2 score. Albia and Osceola tied up 2-2.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Tied at two. Bottom of the fifth we go. We got a barn burner here in the second game of our doubleheader. Not so much drama in the first one as Albie gets the first game 12-0 in five innings. But, Joe, both pitchers doing a good job, not overpowering, but doing a good job of keeping the batters off balance. And then defense has really come through for both ball clubs.
That's right. And a big inning here for the Blue Demons defensively. They've got the top of the order coming up here. The catcher, Adams, is going to lead things off for the Osceola Indians. And he is their leadoff batter here. Hunter Hastings is going to be pitching out of the windup. He's got the sign from Osing, the catcher, and makes the delivery. And it is a
right back
chopper
to
right back to Hunter Hastings. Waits for the first baseman to get there. Underhands to loose. And just like that, one pitch, one out. We're underway in the fifth inning, bottom of the fifth.
Well, that's a big out. Walker Adams, boy, big strong, big cut at the plate to get him down and to top of the order. When you can slow down that top of the order, boy, you help yourself.
People having fun here in Osceola, bringing their dogs to the park as Hunter Hastings delivers one a little bit wide for a ball. Count now 1-0 on the number two hitter, Andrew. He's their pitcher.
He's walked and been hit, so he's reached both times.
And Hunter really showing him a lot of respect. Yep. He's gone deep into the count on him twice now. It's 2-0 on him. See if he doesn't give him something to try to turn around here. There's a ball. Where was that ball? It was a ball.
You're going to have to ask him because that looked pretty darn good.
It's 3-0. It's 3-0 now. There's
there
a
go.
Strike. And that might have been a makeup call. So it's 3-1 now to the Indians pitcher, Andrew. There's a ball high.
Yeah, called strike.
Call strike. That was. He's got to come back now.
I really do understand why he threw the bat. That ball was upstairs. Now two pitches ago, and the ball three, that was right across the heart of the plate. I'm not going to pick on the umpires. It's a lot easier to sit back here and relax and eat your ice cream and to call the game than it is to be behind that plate. But
and really, Osing needs to set up a target right in the middle and just let Hunter Hastings throw something to this pitcher and let him either try to hit it, because anything even close was going to be called a ball. And that's exactly what happened. That was probably a better pitch, definitely a better pitch than the last one. But he walked on six pitches there.
Yeah, that you'll never have an umpire official tell you they give makeup calls, but the kid deserved one, to be
that
honest.
That was a seesaw at bat as far as umpire calls goes.
One away, runner on first. So Indians able to get a runner on. The go-ahead run is at first base.
And the sunglasses are off in Osceola. Hey. The big yellow ball in the sky. Our sun is down for the day on the second day of summer. It's called strike one. We've got one out, man on first base, Hunter Hastings. He is the pitcher. His battery mate, Griffin Osing, is calling the signs. The shortstop, DeVinny, stands in at the right batter's box.
Another curveball, and that one just misses as well. Big lead down there at first base, and you can watch for Osing to come up firing if he stays off like this.
Outfielders are playing a little more shallow for the Blue Demons than the Indians outfielders, and there's a swing and a foul tip. Runs a count to 1-2. DeVinny checks the third base coach for his signs.
Andrew has reached over at first base. He's reached all three times tonight, all three times courtesy of a free ride.
Two walks and a hit batsman.
There goes the runner. That was a stolen base before it left Hunter's arm.
Yeah, he really did a good job getting the jump off the pitcher. A high delivery there, and Osing leaped out of his crouch, not quite able to grab the handle. Stolen base.
Go ahead, run. Just a base hit away. Here comes the offering. It's curveball. It hangs up there. Check swing. Did not go. No
Osing,
challenge.
Osing right. Asks for a appeal for the check swing. He does not get it from the home base umpire. He thought that he could see that he didn't swing. I think I probably would have checked with the second base umpire if I was home base.
Full count. Hastings steps off. Chases the runner back to second base. 3-2 here. Full count on the batter. One away, tied at two. Bottom of the fifth inning, Hastings on the mound. Looks back the runner. Brings the offering. Curveball in the dirt, gets by a Griffin. Osing will chase it down and put runners at the corner.
Let the runner advance there to third. And with one out now, we've got about a five-minute time period here. Really good time for pitchers to pitch, Jason. And we're in that twilight period where the lights come into full effect. The still casting red low across the ball diamond. Be a little bit more difficult for these pitchers to catch that ball and pick it up. And a couple of back-to-back walks here by Hunter Hastings. Let's see if he strikes and get a couple outs here for the Blue Demons.
Well, Mitch Lampe at the plate here. Ball one. It was his mom that brought the ice cream by.
Yep, he's the third baseman.
Well, this is a big, and this is a crucial moment for
Well, there's man on third with only one out, so need a strikeout. There's a shown bunt.
Good job of stepping towards third there by Hastings. You can see what's going to happen here.
The infielders are holding at the corners. Indifference on the stolen base there. Runner goes DeVinny from first to second. So that takes the double play out of order. So the corner infielders now play for the play.
Oh, there's a nice pitch.
Nice pitch there. 1-2 the count now.
A strikeout would be huge.
And really, I think a nice off-speed pitch here that's anywhere near close to the strike zone, and he could punch out this Osceola third baseman because he's looking right into that leftovers of the sun. A fastball low evens account 2-2.
Yeah, this is the portion you mentioned it well, Joe. This is the portion of the night where the batter's eyes are adjusting from the sun to the lights.
And it won't be long before it's going to be all lights. And there is a ball high. Count goes full. And Hunter Hastings in danger of walking the third batter in a row here in the home half of the fifth inning. He settles in, gets his sign, pitching from the stretch. Checks the runner at third and brings it, and it's a fly ball to left field. Hugh Sinclair camps under it. Runner tags at third.
Game at third base. Cut off third.
Double play
in time before the run scores.
No, they give him the run. They give him. It's a double play. Call the out.
We'll wait to see how they score this. They're going to confide, but
it was a 7-6-5 put out, 7 unassisted, and then a 7-6-5 on the assist. The shortstop went out, cut off the throw from the left fielder, Hugh Sinclair.
Run scored.
And they give the run, and I think that's probably the right call. 3-2 the score now on the double play. The runner trying to advance from second to third on the tag. So we'll go to the top of the sixth inning with a 3-2 score, Jason.
Hey, buddy.
What an exciting moment.
We're in for a good one, folks. Don't go anywhere. To the top of the sixth we go. Drama in style here on the road. You're listening to South Central Conference Blue Demon Baseball when we come back.
For quality and savings, shop your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia, open 7 days a week. This week, USDA Select Family Pack Angus Beef T-Bone Steaks are $7.49 per pound. Fresh 80% lean ground chuck, 1/3 pound hamburger patties, 6 to a package, $5.89. And a family pack of lean and meaty country style ribs are just $1.89 per pound. That's Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sunday. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Top of the sixth we go.
Do or die time for the Blue Demons.
Buddy, this is it. Crunch time. Austin Summers will lead things off for the Blue Demons. Got a scoring update over on the girls' field. I'll get that to you after this pitch. Summers, ground ball sharply to third. Third baseman, long throw in the dirt, and one hops it to the first baseman out number one. Boy, that was a fine play by the first baseman to come up with it. One away here, and Christian Summers will stand in. Over on the softball diamond, it's 1-1. Top of the second inning, and Sheraton and Clark are tied in South Central Conference softball. One away here, Christian Summers at the plate. Got to get a rally going here. Here's a pitch outside, ball one.
Nice job being patient there by Christian Summers. A little bit of impatience here early in the counts by the Blue Demons have cost them a couple of opportunities.
Here's a fastball, stays outside, 2-0. Yeah, we need base runners for sure.
Yeah, Hunter Hastings, he walked three batters there in the fifth inning.
There's ball three. The take will be on here.
Christian Summers wears number five for the Albion Blue Demons.
Here comes the 3-0, and this is going to be a fastball, and it's down low, and that's a base on balls. So the Albie does get the tying run on base. One away, Vic Sanders will stand in.
Sanders in there from the left-handed batter's box, and we're going to see a pinch runner for Christian Summers. It's going to be Aaron Ambrose. Aaron Ambrose, the fleet-footed sophomore. He dons the blue batting helmet to run the bases for Christian Summers, who reached via the base on balls.
Here's a big, this is it, folks.
That's a big run there.
Yep.
With doubleheader baseball in high school, folks, six innings is a regulation game. And Jason has brought you plenty of extra innings action, but the Blue Demons like to score a couple here and hold them in their half.
Yeah, a little less drama. See, I like the first game, 12-0. That was a
walk in the park.
Yeah. Here's a curve ball. This one hangs across that outside corner, strike one. Vic Sanders, very capable left-handed batter.
Sun is down now, folks, and we are relying solely on the electric lighting system.
Here's a pitch outside, 1-1. Boy, continue to be patient here. Going to get a pitch to hit.
You know, you go to other ballparks in the conference, Jason, and it just really makes you appreciate what we have at the Albia Sports Complex, the Musco lighting out there and the real professional job that was done erecting that entire ball field complex, the softball fields,
These two fields mimic each other in a way they set up. You look out to the west, and you're looking into this, and here's ball three. So 3-1 here to Vic Sanders.
The ball gets away from the pitcher, but...
Nowhere to go there.
Ambrose cannot advance as the second baseman closes in on it.
No, but you sure do appreciate the work that goes into keeping these fields up, and of course, none better than the work that's done out there at the Monroe County Sports Complex and the visionary work that was put into to build that complex. What a benefit for our kids. Here's a ball that gets by the catcher, that will be a walk. So the tying run now. A base hit away. Austin O'Leary will stand in with runners at first and second.
And I really like the Blue Demons' chances here with Austin O'Leary. I'm sure he'll be a decent hitter in there. I think the is the word in the dugout, hey, let's make sure they throw us a strike first before we swing at a strike. And there's going to be a meeting on the mound of the Clark of Osceola Indians.
You want to calm your pitcher down, but you also want to prepare your defense here. And I think he may make a pitching change, but I don't know. The pitcher is struggled a little bit on the mound. I think you'd kind of take a few pitches here.
Well, he's only given up two runs in five and a third innings, and he's done a pretty good job pitching for Osceola so far, especially when you compare to the effort in the first game when they allowed 12 runs in six innings.
Andrew will stay in the game. Austin O'Leary, with his .445 batting average coming in tonight, will step up there to the plate. Runners at first and second.
O'Leary wears the red number 4 on the back of the blue jersey. Stands in at the right-handed batter's box. Looks for the delivery. Pitcher checks the runner second.
It's a fastball, and that's going to be a called strike. All right, now Austin's going to be turned loose and ready to go. Well, yeah. You don't want to hit it to a double play ball, so the runners have got to be moving.
No, O'Leary, a very fleet of foot runner. Good contact there. And that one there, he lifts
right
into
field.
It's in the gap between center and right.
This
and
one's going to drop in
down.
There. Vic Sanders has got to get his motor on, and a good thing for the Albia offense that time is the right fielder went to the first baseman on the throw in. Vic Sanders, on his way down to second base, had to hold up because that ball dropped right in front of him. And as it dropped to the ground, Vic lost his footing. And, boy, that could have been a force out there at second base.
E9 there, the ball just hit off the back of his glove, and when it got away from him, his instinct was to go to first and try to catch the runner coming down the line at first. But unfortunately for those who
are in
his...
a pass ball, Joe, and that's going to score Aaron Ambrose. And the game is going to be tied up here at 3 with runners at second and third. And Hastings at the plate with a chance to give the Blue Demons the lead for the first time in the second game.
And, you know, just like that, and you feel sorry for the pitcher, Andrew. He had an error out there in right field and then passed ball. I don't think that was a wild pitch. And just like that, scores tied 3-3.
Fastball down the dirt. This one picked up by the catcher. 2-0 count here. The Blue Demons have come back here top of the sixth inning. 3-3 ball game. Hunter Hastings, pitcher on pitcher here. A chance to put the Blue Demons ahead with runners at second and third. Here's a fastball. Hastings gets underneath.
He lifts it to center field. It's a towering fly ball. The shortstop snags it just in the outfield grass. Everybody has to stay at home, and that's the second out of the inning.
Boy, he sure would like to get a hit here and expand this lead, or take a lead, because you know the pressure's going to be on you in the bottom half of the inning. We do have it tied up at 3, folks. Albia trailed by 1 coming into this top of the sixth inning. And now Ethan Gray will stand in. His teammates at second and third. The go-ahead run just 90 feet away.
Ethan does a real good job going to the opposite field. I see a nice gap there between the left fielder and the center fielder. High strike there, and the count quickly 0-1 on Ethan Gray as he stands in to look at the second pitch.
3-3 ball game. Gray at the plate. Runners to second and third. Here comes the offering. Fouled up and over the top of the press box and out to where the new tennis courts are going to be.
Just a little late on that swing, but like that the pitcher's bringing the heat here in the sixth inning.
Got to watch right here. Going to get a
He shakes curveball. Off the sign. I think we might see a little bit of junk here. And there is an off-speed pitch.
Ethan gets into one into left center field. That's one cooking and into the center fielder's glove. But, boy, Ethan gave it a long ride, but the center fielder over there to make the catch. But the Blue Demons have come up with a tying run as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. We got a tied ball game. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're hoping this one goes to extra innings when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Had a little baseball, a little sun, some ice cream, and some drama. You've got a Norman Rockwell painting of a beautiful summer night.
American flag is flying at a flagpole that just oozes
right
summer. Jason, it just oozes summer.
Just love the. This is what we root for all winter long, and we got a beautiful night here. Let's see if we can get another win for the Blue Demons. But right now, Blanchard at the plate finds himself out in front 2-0.
Blanchard, the designated hitter. He stands in there, and a couple of quick pitches by Hunter Hastings missed the plate. There's an inside delivery. Quickly, the count goes to 3-0, and, you know, Hunter might be feeling a little bit of fatigue here in the sixth inning. And there is ball four, and he's walked four batters out of the last seven. So the Indians aren't able to muster any hits against Hunter Hastings, but that base on balls puts the winning run at first base. Looks like the coaching staff is going to come out and ask Hunter how he's doing. Coach Jim Kegel, he's got that right hand up. I think we're going to see a pitching change, Jason.
It looks like, he's calling timeout anyway. I thought maybe he's pointing out to center field. But talk things over with Hastings here. Albia and the Indians from Clark tied at three here, bottom of the sixth inning. Albia.
Conference on the mound, Jim Kegel, the Blue Demons assistant coach.
He's going to keep Hunter in, but Hunter more than capable regrouping here and coming back. He's proved it over and over again tonight.
Well, I think probably what Coach Kegel told him there was that it's the sixth inning. You've pitched a good game so far. You've got great defense behind you. Throw some strikes and see what happens.
Jacob Redmond, the right fielder at the plate. Runner first, and here's a bunt. Back to the pitcher. Hastings comes with it. Goes to second, and it goes into center field.
Wide. Just wide, and then the ball gets away from the center fielder, Sanders, and everybody's going to be safe at second and third. So,
well, here's where you're going to probably walk this batter for sure. But, boy, that looked like
it looked like the Hunter got the pitch with plenty of time to get the lead runner at second. Just threw a little bit wide.
That is so difficult. I'm telling you, folks, to make that play when you know you have to make it, and you know that it's a play that
the easy out would have been to first. I mean, it was just a little comebacker, but he had enough time to get the lead runner a second. So the infielders are all in for the play at the plate. There's a swing and a miss. Foul tip goes back to the fence.
I'm a little surprised we decided to pitch here to Bailey. But this is the 7, 8, 9 batters.
We've got a 3-3 game. There's an 0-1 count on the batter, Bailey. The catcher, Osing, goes out to converse with his pitcher, Hunter Hastings. Hastings is pitching with the game on the line. It's the bottom of the sixth.
He's faced this bottom half of the bottom three in order, and the bottom two he has struck out each time. So the bottom three batters, they've been to the plate six times. Out of those six times, he struck the bottom three out five of the six. So,
well, he needs a big strikeout here and let there's a pitch low, nearly gets away from Osing. Nice job by smothering that thing. The outfielders, folks, are playing at a very shallow depth for a play at the plate. Infielders are in for a play at the plate. Anything at the plate is going to be smothered. And there's a
shot,
base
that's going to go in there for the game winner for the Indians, and they'll win in dramatic style here. Bottom of the sixth inning, a line shot by Toby Bailey, and the Blue Demons and the Indians will split here in this doubleheader. Great job here by the Indians in the second game. Albie really took it to them in the first game, and
nice job by the Indians coming back, and they did a, you know, with their probably number two pitcher throwing a lot of off speed stuff, kept the Blue Demon hitters off balance, and they just really couldn't get anything going. We're able to tie it up with a error and a couple of walks in the sixth inning, but give the Indians credit. They got it done in their half of the sixth, and they get the walk off in dramatic fashion.
I think this would make it 14 out of the last 21 games on the season run. Well, that's how close we are on the season.
I wouldn't want to be a team that draws the Albia Blue Demons in the playoffs, because they are going to be a team that is used to playing in tight games. And tight games bring up nerves. And teams that have been tested by fire usually wind up winning with fire on.
Well, Joe, nice to have me up here in the broadcast, buddy.
Pleasure to be here.
But we got ice cream, a great sunset, good company. and a good ride tonight here as Albia and the Indians split one. The final score in the second ball game, 4-3. The Indians get the win. Albia got the win in the opener, 12-0. Over at the girls game, it looks like it's 2-1 Sheraton in the third inning. So Sheraton and the Indians on the softball diamond going at it. But for Joseph, this is Jay Summers saying so long. Till next time, you'll be listening to this sports exclusive on your leader, KIIC.
AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Jurors in the Jerry Sandusky child sexual abuse trial have called it a night after asking to rehear some.